Alloway Parks Recreation and Forestry Committee meeting Tuesday, July 28th. It is 5:32 p.m.
All right, we'll go ahead and call this meeting to order. I'll start with roll call. Dan Fox?
Here.
Danielle Piarchi?
Here.
Trustee Rob Atwood?
Here.
Michael Borowski?
Here.
Heather Gentry?
Here.
And Angela Kowalczyk-Adrian? She is not here.
Not present. Did you include yourself?
I'm here.
Okay.
Dina Mooney is here. But I might not be here for long. I do have another meeting at 6 for the Historic Preservation Commission. So I will need to head off to that meeting. We are having a meeting with the Robinson Hill Potential Historic District with the residents. They're going for National Register status, so I'm talking to the neighborhood. Any modifications to the agenda? If not, I'll take a motion to adopt the agenda as submitted.
Move to approve as is.
Second.
Okay, Rob and Dan, first and second. Okay, any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Okay, passes. Approval of the June 23rd, 2020 minutes. I'll take a motion to approve unless there's changes.
Move to approve.
Okay, motion by Dan. Is there a second?
Second, Ben.
Okay, second by Heather. Any discussion on those minutes? All right. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. All right. So the minutes are approved. Public appearances.
Real quick.
Anybody contact us?
Yeah, real quick. Angela Kowalczyk-Adrian's joined at 5:34.
Great. Hi, Angela.
Hi, friendly guys.
Okay. Any public appearances?
No, I did not receive anything from the public.
All right. Item 5, information, park project update.
Yes, just wanted to give the committee a quick update on some of the projects that we have going on currently. Our pickleball courts at Kiwanis Park are almost totally completed, which is great. The staff just has to put the nets up, which they anticipate to get done in the next couple of days. But the surfacing's all done. The interior fencing is done. So that project is, like I said, virtually completed. Looks great. Everything turned out really good. Not sure if anyone had a chance to look at that, but that's definitely a great addition to our park system.
I did have a chance to get over there, and you're right. It looks great. It's first class all the way.
Great. I'm sure Mike will be the first one to use it, too.
Man and I have Thursday.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Green Isle parking lots, that project's in progress, about half done. They do have three of the parking lots closest to the pavilion and the baseball diamonds. Those are totally completed and striped. They will be paving the parking lot by the park shop this week, and then two remaining parking lots by the tennis court and by the softball diamonds left to do, which they anticipate getting done within the next 3 weeks. They should be done with the entire project prior to Labor Day.
Great.
Green Isle lighting, that project's in progress. The guys have are working on that right now. They do have some of the concrete bases poured, so they will be installing the wiring and the lighting shortly with that, so we anticipate that that will be done shortly for this first phase on that. And then the kayak launches at Green Isle Park and at Kayakers Point, those have been ordered. Hope that those will be turned around and delivered here within the next month. The thing with those, the gangways, which is the kind of the ramp that goes from shore out to the launch itself, those had to be fabricated. So that's what they're doing right now. Those will be delivered, and then the rep that we purchased those through will be on site to help install those and show our staff how that's done. So we anticipate that that will be done within the next month or so. And that's kind of a wrap up of the projects that we have currently going on.
Any questions for Chris? Okay. Item B, Alloway Greater Green Bay Kiwanis Club donation.
Yes. I attended a Kiwanis Club meeting a few weeks back, and they gave the village a donation of $8,600 to install a couple of additional pieces to the playground at Kiwanis Park. When we originally designed that playground, we designed these pieces into it, but were unable to fund it at that time. With the thought that the Kiwanis Club would make a donation, in which they have. So we'll purchase those here shortly, and if we get an opportunity to install them this fall, otherwise that will carry over and we'll get those installed next spring, early summer.
Okay.
So that park is going to look great next year with the addition to the playground and the pickleball courts. So.
Yeah. Hey, it's Danielle. I had a little mute snafu. Hey, I was doing my homework just before our meeting, so I'm out at Green Isle right now. And I noticed they did the striping, but there's no directional arrows. Do you know if that's coming later?
Yes, I believe so. I believe so.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, they still have some work to do with that. Yep.
Super. It looks good, though. Yeah, the pavement's beautiful.
Not too bad a reception out there at the gazebo, it looks like.
Yeah, no, it's a nice night. Like I said, I haven't been out here in a while, so I was like, all right, I'll take some pictures and walk around the parks you mentioned. So I'm on number two.
Good.
Way to do your homework. Yeah, I don't know if flying into home counts, but
good job. That's fine. I was out there today, I know. Item number six, discussion, pickleball court use guidelines. And we did get some information.
Yes, I did send information on this. Actually, Mike had brought this to my attention, an item that he wanted to discuss at the committee, just to see what the committee's thoughts were. It's not an item that we need to take action on. You know, if the committee thinks it's a good idea, we can just go forward with it and you know, put something in place. But, you know, Mike being a pickleball aficionado who plays a lot, he has seen what it's like around town at the other pickleball courts and how much use they get. So he thought this was an idea. So hopefully everybody got a chance to take a look at what his idea was. And I'll kind of hand it off to Mike to explain it a little better.
Yeah, it's really simple, and it comes from the CARES experience. Of course, the CARE has two pickleball courts, which is way different than what we've got in Alloway. But what happens is you get congested around prime time, and prime time changes. When it's hot out in the morning, 7 o'clock is prime time. From 7 until, let's say, 10 o'clock, the courts are full. They're generally full. The facility, it's a lot of different people coming in. Some are regulars. Some play every day. Some play infrequently. Sometimes people come with their kids. Sometimes they come, you know, as a group of people. And they want court time. Generally, people that have played pickleball for a long time know that this process goes on. Basically, it involves having people switch out, play a game, sit for a game if the courts are crowded, and then play later. It allows everybody to get some play time in. So the guidelines that the computer didn't use has caused a lot of, let's say, consternation. You'll get somebody out there and they'll play on a court for 2 hours and not let anybody else play. They could have 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 people standing there and they just have to wait. Hopefully, because we have 8 courts in Alloway now, that won't be a problem. But in order to avert a situation where, let's say there's some conflict, because I've been involved in some of those situations too, where people start yelling and screaming at each other when they can't get court time. I thought it would be a good idea to post some guidelines. I think they said, play a game if the courts are full, let somebody else play, and then again rotate through. In today's world of anti-mandate, let's say, I'm thinking this is a real simple, non-confrontational thing to post at the gate. So people know that the idea is to recreate, to play with other people, and to share. Kind of simple stuff. So if you read it, that's what the intent of the guideline is supposed to do.
Pickleball politeness.
Yeah, it's like sharing equipment, you know. If you and 5 other people got on a slide at Kiwanis Park and played only with your family members and didn't let anybody else on, that's pretty much what happens sometimes in pickleball.
Okay.
I'm sorry, are you thinking of having a sign made up and placed somewhere near the court?
No, I was just thinking of something in a plastic folder and back to the gate going into the pickleball.
Chris, is that something that the sign shop can make on like a metal sign backing with vinyl lettering or no?
Yeah, what my thought was is I could, you know, work with the our sign company, local sign company that we've had that does like the our park rule signs, our wayfinding signs, kind of that same theme. You know, they're not real expensive, and you know, get something that looks really nice, and you know, kind of also announces that it's the Alloway pickleball courts, and you know, here's some guidelines or you know, for play. So it would be as simple as that.
I think that's a great idea. Mike, thanks for putting those together.
No problem.
Does anyone have any comments on what Mike did put together? Any additions, thoughts, anything like that? Or are we good with what we have here?
I think keep it simple, just the way it is.
I applaud him for taking the initiative to get it done, and you know, potentially mitigating any conflicts before they occur.
Thanks, Dan.
I think it's a good idea too, and like Rob said, keep it simple. You know. If it's a catchy way to, you know, do it, like, be ready, you know, be fair, whatever, you know, that's great. But I think that's a cool, like, reasonable idea, especially since it's a new use in our park system. Thank you, Daniel.
Are there any great quotes out there from professional pickleball players that you put on the bottom of for inspiration? I don't know.
Yeah.
We could, yeah.
Well, great.
Yeah, run with
okay.
Okay, that sounds good. Well, thank you. No, thank you again, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
I think that's a great idea. I'll get working on that. And, yeah, hopefully we'll have those courts open here in the next day or so.
All right, item 7, discussion of the parks calendar. capital improvement items for 2021?
Yes. I think we're closing in on what we should, you know, kind of finalize for 2021. A couple of items to note. The ad hoc finance committee met this week, and they are recommending, they talked about the bonding for projects for next year, and they're recommending both the for bonding for the finished paving project at Green Isle Park, which would be the roadway, as well as bonding for the Green Isle Park playground project. The playground project was about $185,000, and the roadway is about $285,000. So looks like, you know, they're going to recommend that to the village board to be funded that way. If you look at those other items, and I had sent that in the information that I gave to the members as well, we need to update our comprehensive outdoor rec plan this next year, so that's in that. Continue our Green Isle site lighting. Park sign at Kiwanis Park, we moved that up after last meeting. We kind of swapped that around, moved the soccer complex one down, and bumped the Kiwanis Park sign up for next year, especially with all the improvements we're doing at that park. And then the other item that we had on there is site furnishings. You know, and that's to purchase benches or picnic tables, things like that. We probably will need to, with the pickleball courts, need to provide a few more benches at that location. I think currently we have two there. We might want to provide some more. You know, anticipating a higher use for that park, we'll probably need to get a few more items for that location. So those were the items that we had in our listing. So with that being said, with the bonding and the capital improvement fund, we would have enough in our balance to fund all of those. One item that I did not mention is that playground addition at the Kiwanis Park. That's listed in there, but that's covered by the donation, so we don't have to worry about the funding for that. But so with that being said, we do have enough in our capital improvement fund balance to cover those items for next year. I didn't know if the committee had any other items they wanted to look at or potential, you know, put in for next year, or make sure that we get it in the next couple of years.
Chris, where does the sale fit in anything at this point in time? East River Trail.
With regards to current condition, you know, if there's repairs and stuff, that comes out of our operating budget. If we look at doing any additions, whether that's, say, a boardwalk or alternate routing, then we would want to get that into the capital improvement fund at some point. Unfortunately, with the way that the water's been, we can't even really see what condition that trail is in some spots for repairs and maintenance. About the time the water goes down that we can do it, it rains again, the water comes back up. So, you know, that would also be an item that we potentially could look at some grant funding to help alleviate some of the costs if, you know, if we're looking at the alternate routing or boardwalking. With some of the numbers that we had for the boardwalks, I think I talked about that last meeting of, you know, I think it was like $130 per lineal foot is what we paid a few years back when we did one over at Optimus Park. Angela had talked about the way that the one was done up in Suamico with the floating feet. That's the way we did this one over at Optimus Park, which makes it a lot easier to install. and really is a little bit less costly because of the labor, less labor needed. So long answer to your question, Mike. I think that's something we do need to look at in the next few years. Hopefully we'll see the water recede, and not continue to stay high. At this point, if anything we do with new addition to a trail is going to be costly.
I went around from Green Isle back towards the south and started Hoffman Road and ran through a large puddle. So I turned around and went back to Hoffman Road and tried to come in the other way and ran into a beautiful blue heron right in the middle of the trail. So that thing is basically unusable right now for the bicycles. You can trudge through the water. But I don't think that's even safe. It's pretty slippery there.
It is pretty slippery. I have a couple of thoughts on this. This is just more for your information. This is not public information right now, but I am meeting with our local representatives of the Wisconsin Bicycle Federation and the mayor of Green Bay tomorrow, and we're going to be doing...
If this is not public information yet, you may not want to mention it in this meeting. I would love to hear what you have to share, but you might want to be careful.
Certainly. We don't have any details, let's put it this way. But what we're doing is we're just kind of looking at how we could possibly connect all of our trails to make a trail system. But I am meeting with some Bellevue representatives as well as in Green Bay, and the East River Trail is on everyone's mind because of the condition for the last few years. The water hasn't receded in the last few years, and we know that this is very cyclic. It probably might go down next year, might not. But the condition, the fact that it is so close to the river, it's completely unusable. I did bike it in its entirety. It got pretty wet doing it. And it's not just Alloway, it's Bellevue, it's Pierre and Green Bay. So you're all facing, everyone is, issues with the trail. So it's on everyone's mind. But for the future, it might be worth just coming together and trying to figure out a solution multi-jurisdictionally. Because we all know how costly it could potentially be. But a really interesting, neat plan, if we do come together multi-jurisdictionally, to make a really great connecting trail to all the surrounding other trails. So something to think about.
Heather, feel free to share that information with me, after you meet with some of those other entities. So that we can all be on the same page, and then we can also share it then with the committee, at a future meeting too. So.
Yeah, no, that's kind of just why I mentioned it, because we're starting tomorrow, and then I have some other meetings coming up with Bellevue in the next couple of weeks. So.
Great, thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is Danielle. As I was looking at Kiwanis and Green Isle today, is accessibility of some of the structures, so the shelter at Kiwanis, the pad itself doesn't meet the trail at grade.
Yep.
And then the pergola Green Isle doesn't meet. So if there's a long-term plan to bring those along to accessibility, or if that comes with the overall park system plan and, looking at the big picture and then how we dig into the details and get it done. Those are just two observations.
No, great observations, and we are aware of some of that, and that comes out of our operational maintenance. For instance, at Kiwanis Park by the shelter, there's a level of difference that needs to be fixed. There's a step there, and it's just a project that we need to take care of. But we are aware of several of those.
I do have to leave.
before I leave, I'm going to throw this out there. I just thought of it. Ribbon cutting ceremony for the pickleball court. I don't know if you guys do that.
Currently, I would suggest that we do not because of the state of everything that's going on. I can ask and see if that's something that we could potentially do. But, yeah, a lot of those type of things have kind of been put on hold because of coronavirus and, you know, having people in a lot close proximity and things like that. So let me look into it, though. And but that is a great idea.
Yeah, even if we did something virtually on my email that goes out to a lot of people at Danny sent an email go out to just announcing that it's open.
Sure.
Picture of a bone or something.
Yeah. Yeah, we could do that.
Should I keep going or are we done with that item?
Does anybody else have anything for capital improvements? Otherwise, like the next meeting, I'll bring that back. We'll make a, we'll take action on it, and as a recommendation to the village board.
Well, I just have one more question. East Yellow Park, you sent us there. Are we going to talk about that?
Oh, East Lawn with that tennis court. Good point. Okay. Yeah. Bye, Dina. Thank you.
Bye. Everybody, have a good night.
Hi.
Dina Mooney left the meeting at 5:58 p.m. With East Lawn Park, I did get an email from a resident that was asking if the village was going to do anything with that tennis court as far as improving it. You know, and I believe the majority, maybe not everybody that's currently on the committee, was in our discussions when we first started talking about the pickleball courts and using that location at East Lawn Park. But that court would take a lot of work to revamp because of the condition and the cracks in it and making it a you know, a usable court. You know, if we were to, you can't just go in there and resurface that one and make it a playable court or safe and nice again. It would probably likely require ripping out that surface and putting a new surface down. And I had spoken with a couple of contractors about that, you know, at the time, you know, and probably looking at something in the neighborhood of $50,000 to $60,000 to do that. So, you know, I know that things have been kind of put on hold with that because we went a different direction with the pickleball courts. But, you know, it's something that we probably need to discuss at some point in the future. You know, do we want to keep a tennis court out there? Do we want to revamp that? Or do we want to, you know, do something else with that location?
Yeah, my comment was it is in rough shape, and I can understand totally how resurfacing will not work there. It's a single court, so it's, I don't know how much utilization that single court gets. I was out there 3 or 4 times over the weekend and didn't see anybody on it, but you know, that's a pretty miles.
Yeah, to follow up with that, Mike, I don't see that court, a lot of use at that court. I've had conversations with one resident that utilizes it, and that's the only person that I've ever talked to that utilizes that location. So, you know, with the other tennis courts, we do have the Bank of Four down at Green Isle Park, and then the two over at Langley behind the YMCA. So, you know, that's, you know, it's an item that, you know, do you get your bang for the buck, per se, if you don't see a lot of use at a location like that?
Well, I'm certainly okay with keeping it on hold. I think you're right. It takes some study as to how we use that space. Then we'll put 6 more pickleball courts in.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. So, anyone else have any thoughts on that particular item at East Lawn?
Not on East Lawn, but just to circle back on the Green Isle forecourt. Great job that our local scouts did on redoing those backstops. That was a really nice project for them to do.
Yes, good point, Rob. We had an Eagle Scout do a project. He revamped one of the backboards on the fence and then built a new one as well. So now there's two hittable backboards. What are those called, Rob? Is that what they are?
Practice boards.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if there's an official name.
Sure, sure. So, but yeah, Aiden Birch is the scout's name. He did a great job on that. Okay. Anything else with capital improvement items? All right. Well, I will then kind of clean that up a little bit, and probably next meeting we'll take action on those for recommendation then to send to the village board for budget purposes. So, all right. Well, since Dina has left us, I'll just go ahead and finish up here. Any future agenda items that the committee would like to discuss at a future meeting? Nothing? Okay. I have a motion to adjourn, I guess. I guess we're done then.
Motion to adjourn.
Was that Dan?
Second.
Who seconded that? I'm sorry.
Mike.
Mike? Okay. Second. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. We are adjourned at 6:04 p.m.
See you all next.